I'd like to say good evening to everyone. As you see on the board this evening, for a few moments, I'd like to talk about preaching the same thing. Preaching the same thing. Now, normally, when preachers or Bible teachers stand before you, they generally do not like to speak on the same subject, week by week, month by month, year by year. And you probably do not want to hear the same exact sermon each and every time you come to worship. However, the theme of each lesson that you hear and that a gospel preacher preaches should be the same. That theme should be based on Jesus Christ and Him crucified. No matter what subject matter that we teach from the Word of God, it should always point to Jesus. It should always point to the crucifixion. It should always point to His death, His burial, and His resurrection that gives us life, because that's the most important message that we have. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 10, the Bible says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." So we see we are to have the same mind. And if we drop down to verse number 23 and 24, the Bible says, "But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God." And in the first two verses of chapter 2, the Bible says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." So we as Christians, we need to preach the same thing. We need to preach the same doctrine that the Bible teaches. Because of course, in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2, the Bible teaches us to preach the word, to be instant in season and out of season, to reprove and to rebuke with all long suffering and doctrine. So we need to be encouraged to do that. And in our study of Acts chapter number 2, and chapter 3 and verses 4, as we have been studying over the last few weeks, we notice Peter and the apostles took the opportunity to preach the same message about Jesus. And on each occasion in our study, we find that they were in different circumstances. For example, in Acts chapter 2 was the beginning of the church, and there was an opportunity to preach the gospel of Christ. And also, as we've been studying recently in Acts chapter 3 and 4, the opportunity arose to help a lame man. And John and Peter blessed that man through the faith that is in Christ Jesus. And that man was healed. And through that opportunity at the temple, they were given an opportunity to tell the people in the temple about Jesus. And not that only, when the rulers of the temple came to apprehend Peter and John. Another opportunity came to preach that same wonderful message of salvation. In Acts chapter number 2, just for just a moment, in Acts chapter number 2 and verses number 36, in Acts 2 verse 36, the Bible says, "Therefore let all the house of Israel know but shortly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." And that was the prime message. Peter had told those Jews that they had crucified Jesus. They had crucified God. They had crucified their Savior. But God raised him to life, that we all might have life. And he gave them an answer so that they could know what they needed to do to reconcile themselves back to God, because they were guilty of crucifying Jesus. They were guilty of murdering him, as well as you and I are guilty of sin. They needed that answer. What must I do to be saved? How can I be right with God again? And this message, we see, is continually preached. We also see in Acts chapter number 3, as we have read about how the lame man at the beautiful gate was healed. And we find in verse number 12 of Acts chapter number 3 that the Bible says, "And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, have glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled." And he tells them in verse 19, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Does not this message sound familiar to what we just read in Acts chapter number 2? He told them that they had murdered Christ. He told them that they crucified him, but God raised him. But in the message, he gives hope. He tells them what to do to be reconciled with God. And this is the message that we should always preach when we strive to teach a lesson from God's word. No matter what the subject is, it should always come around to Jesus and what he has done for us on the cross. Somewhere in the sermon, the beginning, the middle, or at the end, you should always make sure you focus the message on Jesus Christ. My great aunt used to tell me that if you don't teach about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, you haven't preached the gospel. You haven't preached the gospel. And she would tell this to preachers. And it was a good message because we need to preach the same thing. No matter what we're teaching, whether it be marriage, whether it be different issues that the Bible teaches about, worship, or whatever it may be, we need to focus our minds on Jesus and what he has done for us on the cross of Calvary. Also in Acts chapter number 4, Acts chapter 4, we see the same message again, don't we? Because they were apprehended in chapter 4. And if we go down to verse number 5, we find the Bible says, "And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have ye done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye have crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner." And verse 12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." And that's the message. That's the message that you and I must preach as Christians and servants of God. And no matter what we preach from the Word of God, it always points to Jesus. From the book of Genesis, always pointing to Jesus. So we must do the same thing when we present our lessons. Even though we may preach on different subjects week by week, we must always focus on Jesus. And whenever we have an opportunity, when certain circumstances arise in our lives, we need to be able to preach the same thing about our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave it all for us that we might be reconciled back to him. And this evening, if you are not reconciled to him, we want you to know that you can come because Jesus has died for you. He has died for each and every one of us. He suffered a cruel death for us. And if you are willing to hear that message of love that we talked about on this evening, if you're willing to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, if you're willing to allow that belief in God to cause you to make a change in your life, to repent of your sin, and to confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and be baptized, be immersed in him for the remission of your sins, God will heal you. God will cleanse you. And your sins will be washed away. And if you're here this evening, and if you are guilty of not preaching the same thing, or sharing with your friends about the wonderful story of Jesus, why not make this a time of rededication of your life to God, that you might do your best to share the wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ to your friends, to your families, or anyone that you come in contact with? Why not respond to the message as we all stand and sing?